Now, for its weight, spider silk is one of nature's strongest materials, and its elasticity and energy-absorbing properties make it a very attractive prospect for materials scientists. But our current ways of making artificial silk need very high temperatures and toxic chemicals. At least, they did. Because now a team of real-life Spider-Men at Cambridge University, this time wearing lab coats rather than spandex, have invented a new, greener, cleaner form of spider silk. Darshaw Shah spun some for Georgia Mills.
There's a fibre.
Here's a fibre here. Oh my God, I can barely see it. Are you sure there's anything there?
Six micrometers in diameter. Typical human hair is 80 micrometers in diameter, so it's really, really fine.
Oh, wow.
And that is why we need to convert it into yarns so that they are usable in engineering applications.
This minuscule thread that I'm trying to look at is the new greener way of mimicking spider silk. The new method, which doesn't require extreme heats or toxic chemicals, uses a hydrogel, which is 98% water and 2% silica and cellulose. U Chao O, a co-lead and PhD student at the Department of Chemistry, told me where they got the idea.
Well, if you look at the way of spider produce spider silks, the content inside the gland contains lots of proteins. These proteins have amorphous domains and crystalline domain, which are soft and hard. And so this is what we're trying to reproduce.
So you looked at how they do it. There's hard stuff in there, there's soft stuff in there. It's all mixed together and you thought, let's do it the same way. And that's how you came up with your recipe, I suppose.
Yeah. Just imagine you go to the restaurant and you order some spaghetti. The spaghetti are the soft polymers, while the meatballs are the hard silicon spheres. So when they mix together and there's some interaction between these meatballs and the spaghetti, in that case, the extension of the material can be extended into very large extent. And that's why this material can be pulled into a fiber with very high aspect ratio.
This aspect ratio refers to the relationship between width and height, i.e. these threads can get very, very long and thin. And I wanted to see how this liquid hydrogel was spun into a thread. Can I have a look at your machine?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
Do we have to run through the rain to get there?
Yes, there are some bits through the rain.
Okay. I will protect my microphone with my scarf.
So we are just about to run a sample of the hydrogel and show you how the fiber forms from a reservoir of the soupy material, the hydrogel, which is 98% water, and we can pull a fiber from it up to around 250 millimeters in length.
Wow. So the machine itself, it's two little crocodile clips stuck onto these sort of pillars reaching towards each other, and I'm assuming that's is between these that the fiber will form. So we've got a tiny little blob of it. It just looks a bit like clear glue, and now the magic happens.
Ready?
Here we go.
Go.
It's stretched out about 7 centimeters there. It was getting very, very thin, but the blobs of glue were kind of stretching out to form this long fiber. Is that how it's done then?
Yeah, so basically it pulls out material from the reservoir, and eventually, because the aspect ratio becomes very large, water starts to evaporate and you're left with an entirely fibrous material based on modified silica and modified cellulose.
You've got a greener way of doing it, but isn't the most green way just to get spiders to do it? Why can't we just have a room full of spiders making silk for us?
First of all, spiders are cannibalistic in nature, so what we find is that if you have many of them in a very small space, they will start eating each other up or protecting their own territory. And also, milking silk from spiders is quite a difficult task on its own.
And finally, have you compared this in strength and resilience to the traditionally made spider web?
Yes, we have. So we have compared it to many other technical fibers, and we find that the damping capacity of our fiber, which is the ability of the material to absorb energy, exceeds that of natural silks. So the applications of these supramolecular fibers would probably be in technical textiles, particularly where energy absorption is important, such as in blast-proof, shrapnel-resistant military clothing, sailcloth for sailboats, fabrics for parachutes and air balloons, protective gears and devices, such as helmets for cyclists and skateboarders, and finally, as sensors, because we can alter the chemistry by introducing tiny amounts of other materials, and we can use these fibers for sensing applications and help monitoring. And this is an important field in engineering to ensure safety, reliability, and functionality of a structure.
There's no mention of raincoats there, though, was there? Because it really sounded in that piece like they needed one. That was the real-life Spider-Men, Darshil Shah and Uchawu, speaking with Georgia Mills. And their work was published in PNAS,